This News Talk 1010 podcast is brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.
Welcome back to The Rush. I'm Jay Michaels. Ryan Doyle is off this week.
I know!
It means the awesome Rush Munair joins us again from Quibi. How are you?
Hey, I'm happy to be here.
Glad you're back, Jay. Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here. I didn't get to ask you. Did you have some semblance of a weekend? Did you get out and enjoy the city? We're both EastEnders. Were you out and about?
So the last couple of weekends, I went to the beach and got reamed out for doing that. Last weekend, I took my toddler camping. I mean, he's four. Is he a toddler? I don't know. But we went up to Blue Mountains. We went to Craigleith National Park, a provincial park. It was nice. Down by Georgian Bay. I definitely sang some Raffy.
You know, down by the bay. Can it ever not be a great weekend if you can't do a little bit of Down by the Bay by Raffy? We are minutes away from our roundtable. Bill Carroll joins us from the Bill Carroll Show, and Robert Benzie, Queen's Park Bureau Chief for the Toronto Star, will talk about the biggest stories of the day in a very passionate fashion on the roundtable for PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. If you've been laid off due to the coronavirus outbreak, find out your rights, find them out in seconds and for free at PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. It is Monday at 5:35, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, exclusively on News Talk 1010. It is Toronto Mayor John Tory. And how was your weekend, sir?
Oh, it's fine, thank you. You can't ask for a summer better than this so far. And after the spring and winter we had, we deserve it.
Absolutely. What do you think, Mayor, about this anti-lockdown protest that's planned for tomorrow at 9:30 a.m.? We've been talking to the TTC about it, about what the expectations are. But how would you imagine it unfolds in the best way possible?
Well, I think it represents a very small minority of people, and, you know, I've been very respectful with all these different kinds of protests of people, you know, wanting to express their views. In this case, I think, you know, it's a minority of people. I think most people accept the fact that the requirement to wear masks on the TTC and starting this week on the public indoor spaces is a reasonable, time-limited restriction that is meant to stop the spread of the virus as we open more and more and more things and not see a repetition of what we see going on south of the border. So, you know, they'll do what they do. I gather the TTC's policy, which I support, is not to deny anybody a ride on the streetcar. And so they'll do that and have a ride on the streetcar and have a protest and get some news coverage. And I presume that'll make them happy.
I think that at the end was probably the most telling portion of that comment. And I wanted to ask you about that, because, I mean, you have a job where you talk to absolutely everybody. You hear from absolutely everybody. You have to take the best from people and you have to take the worst from people. Is it hard on certain days when you've witnessed all of the havoc that can be wreaked inside of a pandemic to see people that might just be kind of taking advantage of the system and maybe trying to just get a little bit of press? How do you deal with that on a day-to-day basis?
No, I don't worry about it. I mean, at the end of the day, some people say politicians do that too. I try not to. I try to have something to say when I appear in front of the media, and I try to answer questions. But so I don't get myself so worked up about it. I had weeks and weeks and weeks where I was making unpopular announcements about closing things and stopping things and passing bylaws that said people couldn't get close to each other and all this kind of thing. And now we're slowly opening things back up, and you just deal with these things one day at a time. But you know that no matter what decision you make, if I said it's Monday, there are going to be some people out there in the 1010 audience who disagree with me. So it's not Monday today. Definitely not. So you just have to sort of, you know, roll with the punches. And if you're not up to that, then you shouldn't be in this line of work.
And speaking of making those popular and unpopular decisions, every time you make a popular decision, there's always someone that, you know, wants to know why it's not affecting their area in the same way. This is from 71010. With the announcement concerning pools, they said at 71010, please, please, please ask Mr. Tory, can you ask why there's not one pool open late in Scarborough due to the heat wave?
You know, I do not know the answer to that question, but I promise I will follow up and get you an answer like by tomorrow so that you don't have to wait till Wednesday, because we try to be regionally sensitive about this. I think the one down at the foot of Woodbine, which is not Scarborough, I recognize it, but it's sort of in the east end of the city, I think. Yeah. It's open late, but I'll ask the question. I do not know the answer, and I'll find out.
Okay, let's talk about the feds and provincial government providing some economic relief, Mayor. If there aren't any bailouts coming down the pipe, what kind of service cuts do you think we'd see?
Well, they're going to be big, and I don't say that to be, you know, dramatic or to be, you know, trying to cause trouble. It's just the fact is that we have a problem, and when I tell people, for example, and I think they know this is true, we're losing $20 million a week on lost TTC revenue because people aren't using the transit, they know that adds up pretty quickly. And so if you think of that order of magnitude of money, and that's just the biggest item among many others, you know, we have a problem that will approach $2 billion by the end of the year. And, you know, that means massive service cuts or massive tax increases. And I just won't go down the road of saying massive tax increases because people right now are struggling to pay the bills they have, let alone, you know, big ones, big new ones. So it'll be service cuts, and it'll be, you know, we've talked about having to literally cut the transit system in half. So you would just eliminate a lot of bus routes. You'd have half as many trains running. You'd have big layoffs. So, you know, that's adding to unemployment at a time when we're trying to put people back to work. So it's just not the right way to go. And these other governments have the borrowing capacity and they have the revenue-raising abilities we don't have. We only have property taxes to be able to help us. And they're talking about it. The funny part of it is they haven't said no 1,000 times. No, they've just said, well, we can't make up our mind who should pay how much and, you know, what day we pay and, you know, all this kind of thing. And I just said today with all the other mayors, for every other city and town from across Ontario said together today, it's time. Get on with it. Make a deal. Whatever the deal is, you make a deal and help us because we need the help.
I hear you on that, Mayor, but when you think about raising taxes or cutting transit by half, when you think about the people who still rely on it to get to work to make an income, they probably don't have the luxury of paying as many taxes as other people. So why not hit the more luxurious end of things?
Well, the problem is in a city this size, yes, there are some big houses you could increase the rate of taxation on, but it wouldn't provide enough money because there are only so many of those big houses and fancy condos. And so the bottom line is you really rely on kind of average middle class people, like every taxation form. I mean, who pays most of the taxes in this country? It's ordinary middle class people, and a lot of them are the very same people who've either been out of work or who've done less work or who own smaller businesses and aren't doing well. So if you said to them, fine, and Rashmi, the kind of tax increase we're talking about here is like 25%. We're not talking about, you know, 2.5%, which is what we've been doing at the rate of inflation. And so I just think there's an awful lot of those people out there who are not rich who would say, I just can't afford that right now, and I'm with them. Because I just think they can't. They shouldn't have to. These other governments have the capacity to help us. And I think when we're so key to the recovery in the country, they should help. And I think they're going to. It's just a matter that it's taking a... Somebody in our meeting of all the mayors from across Ontario today called it a staring contest. And I think that's exactly what's going on. Nobody's blinking. And meanwhile, we're starving.
You just described most Zoom meetings. It's a staring contest.
Yeah, you know, the great thing about Zoom meetings, I was saying to somebody that unlike a teleconference, you can at least see the other person's body language and
sure.
See how they react to something you say. And so they're not bad in that respect, although they, after about an hour of one, you're kind of getting ready to maybe think of throwing yourself off the building. But anyway.
You're starving.
Yeah.
We always do our best here, especially on The Rush, to try and take people behind the curtain. We do it with Dave McKee at 6 o'clock. We try and do this with you, too. Toronto Mayor John Tory joining us.
Well, you get the cynical approach behind the curtain from him, you just get the straight good. So what would you like to ask me?
Oh, I just see Dave walked over to a tape machine and he's pressing stop and rewind. I guess I know it's coming out of the gate at 6. No, I'm curious to know when you do get behind the curtain at City Hall, when you say something like, you know, are we going to lose this service or that service, is it committees, is it groups of people, is it modeling, are there specific people that are under the city's employ that are putting together these models to decide,
yes,
hey, if we cut this and we cut that, how it looks?
Yes, because if you have to come up with hundreds of millions of dollars, it's spread right across the city administration, and we have people who analyze that, and then it's up to the politicians, the whole city council and me, to decide which ones you actually implement. But yes, we have people looking at the, you know, kind of social and economic and, you know, all kinds of other impacts that these service reductions will have. And look, I'm very mindful of what Rashmi said about if you cut transit, it's hurting people who rely on it entirely, don't have a car at all, and can't afford a car. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's also one of the most expensive things we operate. It costs billions of dollars to run it every year, so you have to go to places like that to find savings. When I say savings, that's the wrong word, to find cuts that you are forced to make because you don't have any money and you're not allowed to run a deficit, which I don't want. You know, I don't want that. I mean, cities don't want to run deficit. We are forced to have a balanced budget. I think that is in the best interest of the citizens and taxpayers all the time, not just during pandemic time.
Let's finish up with a quick discussion. We've got about a minute and a half left.
Yep.
around recreation in our city, with the multi-use fields are now being opened up a little bit. We've relax that a little bit. But specifically, I'd like to talk a little bit about the beaches. I live in the East End, as does Reshmi, and I was by the beach this weekend. They're pretty jammed. I think the premier, very understanding today, saying, I get it, people live in condos. Obviously, we didn't see bylaw officers. There weren't fines. Is this in any way, shape, or form sort of tied to the medical data that we have that says, you know, essentially, sure, if you're smart about it, you can go to the beach? Is that why you're not cracking down on this stuff as hard?
It's really tied to the fact people are paying more attention. I mean, we only had 85 complaints on Sunday, for example, about gatherings or parks, which includes the beaches. And before, we used to get hundreds. And I think that I saw the report, for example, on CP24 at 11 o'clock Saturday night saying that the beaches had been in reasonable shape. And even at that hour, people were sitting apart from one another and so on. So I think people are getting it. And it's not perfect, but it's not because the numbers are going down. Frankly, if you want to keep those numbers going down, you shouldn't have these crowd scenes happening there or anywhere else. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to deal with it. And the bylaw officers did have 2,500 encounters since the 1st of July with people they call educational encounters, which say, hey, Jay, you know, the law says you're supposed to be doing this or you're not supposed to be doing that. And those usually suffice to get people to do what they should be doing.
Usually the warning I get is, sir, could you please put on a shirt?
Yes, sir. Could you put your pants back on, please, sir? It's embarrassing.
Toronto Mayor John Tory, thank you as always, sir.
Bye. Nice to talk to you both. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
It's 5:45. I'd like to point out that the mayor of Toronto said I don't wear pants. I did not say that. He did. It's a choice.
This News Talk 1010 podcast was brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.